drink coffee every day?
I'm just a simple man. I just will take it in any form. I just have one a day, one pot of coffee. It's fine.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Lewis.
And welcome to the Food Frenzy Podcast. Today we have a special guest, Aaron Manful. Hey. Big round of applause.
No. Oh, thank you.
The biggest of applause.
So the reason why we've brought our journalism advisor, Mr. Manful, on is because nobody knows coffee better. Nobody. You drink the most coffee out of anyone that I personally know. So we feel like you would be very good for today's topic.
Coffee.
I was going to say tea, but coffee will do just the same.
I don't know that I'm like the coffee connoisseur. I just drink a lot of it. Like I realize it's a massive amount.
But so. you're a seasoned pro.
Well, I've had a cup or two. Yes.
So what is your relationship with coffee?
Oh man, my relationship with coffee. Actually, it goes back to college. So, well, let's take it even back further. So like in elementary school, I had this teacher, Mr. Metcalf, and he was great. Right. And he was our art teacher, and he would sit down to help you. And he had like coffee breath, though. Let me help you with that. And I loved the guy to death. But I just remember the coffee breath. And I'm like, I never want to have coffee breath. Like there is that's just not on my radar. And then I got to college, and big, long story. But I had this college professor who came in one day and said, hey, I'm going to give you the key to being a good journalist. Get out your pad of paper, you know, take some notes on this. This is going to be the lesson for you. And she said, you need to drink coffee. And then she like packed up her stuff and left. It's like the wildest thing in the world.
Everybody's like, Mike,
what's going on? And then, so we came back to class like the next time we had class. And her whole point was that if somebody offers you, you go out to interview them and they offer you something like coffee, you should take the coffee. It's like building trust, building a bridge with the source. And it's just like a good social thing to do. So then I promise this story's about over. So anyway, so I get out to like, it's like 3 weeks later, right? I'm out doing this story on like off-campus housing in Kirksville, Missouri. And I'm interviewing this guy who owns a bunch of rental properties. And we get done with like this hour long interview. And he says, hey, do you want to go see some rental properties? It's like freezing out in Kirksville. And I said, sure. He goes, let me go warm up the truck. And you want some coffee? And I was like, yeah, I do want coffee. Yeah. I said, yeah. And then he goes, how do you want it? And I was like, this was not part of, this is not part of what we learned in class.
I wasn't ready.
But I feel like sometimes I'm pretty good at like faking my way through things. And so I said, I'll take it regular. And what I learned is like regular is an option for gasoline and many other things, but regular is not an option for coffee. So then he said, don't drink coffee much, do you? And I just had to like, I owned it. I'm like, no. And he goes, do you want it black? And I'm like, yep. And so I just wasn't going to. I didn't even know what to ask for. So he gave it to me black. And so ever since I've just choked down a bit. Well, it's an acquired taste,
but I just, this is true.
I just drink it black because
says choked down. You clearly don't enjoy it.
No, I do. I do now. But at the time I choked down the black coffee because it tasted kind of like, I thought it smelled like liquid dirt but it's great now. And so now I'm good. And the thing with like learning to drink it black is you don't have to like find sugar or creamer all the time, and you can just enjoy the coffee wherever.
No, I totally agree. Because, like, I've always just, like, you open up, like, a bag, like, of coffee grounds, and it smells so good. And I remember that, and I tasted coffee the first time ever. I had it black. And I was like, how did this cup of steamy brown liquid come from, like, this gorgeous heaven of aroma? You know?
I don't, like, the first time I tried coffee, I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I hated it. I loved the smell, but I hated the coffee.
I still don't really enjoy, like, if I have to choose between a black cup of coffee and a cup of coffee with sugar and cream in it, I'm going to choose the sugar and cream.
It depends for me on the day. Like, I can drink, if I want to drink coffee, like, for fun, or, like, we're going to Starbucks, or we're going to a place that sells specialty coffee, and I want a good coffee that tastes good, that I'm getting the sugar and cream. But if I want coffee because I got 3 hours of sleep or I'm doing a 12 plus hour podcast, it's going to be black. I'm drinking black coffee. It makes you feel stronger.
It does. And you're not watering down what you want it to do for exactly. you, right? It's giving you what you need. Yeah.
But I mean, so I personally drink coffee here and there. I don't drink it every day. How about you, Luz?
I recently got more into coffee. For Christmas, I got a French press. So I've been making coffee every day. Tried to make cold brew a couple times, and it turned out okay. I just need to find the right, like, bag of, like, coffee beans, because I've tried three or four. I also need to figure out, like, grind size. There's just so many factors to, like, different flavors and different things of coffee.
Yeah. And Manful, you drink coffee every day?
I'm just a simple man. I just will take it in any form. I just have one a day, one pot of coffee. Oh my God. It's fine. But I just like drinking it for like 3 or 4 hours every morning. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I don't know.
Gets me going.
Sometimes the acidity of coffee sometimes gets to me. Like if I have it with no food, I'll get like acid reflux or heartburn.
That'll get you.
And that's kind of the reason why I have it with cream, too. I feel like it takes down the acidity level a little bit.
So this morning, right, the reason we're all gathered here today, this morning we did a surprise food frenzy episode. You can go ahead and check that out on YouTube right now. Link down in the description below. So we surprised you, Manful, with 4 different types of coffee.
It was a great start to the day. I couldn't have had a better start. No, it was a wonderful surprise.
So, like, we woke up at, like, 5, you know, and I personally got it black coffee from Quick Trip and McDonald's. Luis, you got it from?
Starbucks and Dunkin'.
Yeah, so then we tested those all together. What did we decide? Do you guys remember?
Well, there was a difference. Like, they did not taste the same at all, and there was, like, a distinct flavor for each of them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, because I've heard more and more rumors these days that Dunkin' Donuts has the best coffee.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting it to be a lot better than what it was.
It was oddly sweet.
Yeah,
it had a distinct flavor.
Yeah. It's not my favorite. Like if I'm gonna pick a coffee to go out and get, and again, I'm not a coffee snob. I will drink most any coffee. I drank coffee one summer at the Kirksville Daily Express when I interned there, and that coffee pot hadn't been cleaned in at least 17 years, and I think they just kept dumping grounds on it each day. So I'll really drink about anything, and I'm fine with it, but I wouldn't go to Dunkin' first.
Yeah, no, I would not go to Dunkin' first either, especially because of the price. I didn't think it was worth the price.
It was $2.06 or something around that range.
Starbucks, and that was for a small... Yeah. Black coffee, and then Starbucks was a similar price.
It was $2.30. Starbucks, I think.
I mean, I thought Starbucks was the best quality.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely had the best flavor.
Good flavor. Yep.
And then I think we overall decided that Quick Trip is probably where we'd be going to buy the coffee because it was cheaper, but still that higher quality.
I think we decided we'd drink something else rather than McDonald's coffee.
Right? McDonald's coffee.
Definitely could have been better.
It was brown water. I don't know. It just felt like it was not good. So do you guys think it's worth it to buy coffee in the morning daily? Because I know people, like I'll go into Quick Trip, you know, people are clearly in their daily routine. They'll get a coffee in the morning from someplace.
Well, it depends on what your budget is and what you like. I feel like you can pretty much make any coffee drink out there at your house, but it just depends on what your experience is with coffee and what you want to do with it. I don't know, because you go to Quick Trip, you can get pretty much any of their coffees for underneath $2 unless you want like a large or multiple.
Yeah. I mean, because my thing was like the Quick Trip small, that was like $1.50. Like, every day, that's going to add up. I feel like making at home, like, for example, like, you can make it in a Keurig for a little bit cheaper. But, I mean, I personally think Keurig's terribly low quality.
Yeah, I guess it depends on, like, the pod you get and what it is. Like, me buying, like, five large coffees every day would add up. So it's much easier to just like make a pot of coffee and drink that, right? On days when I wanted like, oh, I'm going to treat myself to something like, because it's a Friday, like I'd go to the gas station and get a coffee and I'd feel real good. But now we got like the Keurig in the classroom, so I can easily just pop like a nice pod into that. And I do that just because it's ease. And really it's like, I don't know, 37 cents or something like that rather than, you know, whatever it is at the gas station.
I mean, but my thing is, like, I find, I don't enjoy drinking Keurig black coffee.
I don't like, all. The Keurig, for me, it's so wasteful. Like,
exactly.
You'll put the pod in, it'll do the pod, you'll get your coffee, you take the pod out, it's like halfway, there's still, like, stuff in it, and you just throw it away. Oh, I want another cup of coffee, let me just get this. Oh, I'm going to throw it away.
Yeah, I have a Keurig.
I'm with you on that.
I have a Keurig, and the thing is, it's so convenient, and in theory, it's great, obviously. Like, everyone has them these days. They're all out there, but I do not enjoy my Keurig.
I would prefer a drip coffee machine, or just pretty much anything else instead of a Keurig. I feel like, you can go buy, I mean, I don't know if you guys know anything about French presses, but I like mine a lot.
I don't. I was talking about that earlier, and I was like, I'm not on his level.
I didn't hear about a French press until like 6 minutes ago.
I like mine a lot, and for the most part, depending on the size that you get. Okay, I'll just describe what you do. So you take your coffee grounds, pour them in this thing, take your boiling water, then you pour it in there, and then you let that sit, and you take this kind of strainer thing and you push it down so it gets all of the coffee grounds at the bottom, and then you pour it and it strains out the coffee grounds, and there's your cup of coffee.
So see, I'd love that, but like in terms of like convenience, I just want to kind of grab and go, and so that's where I get antsy and impatient sometimes. But I'm sure it's delicious.
What I want is like a timer coffee pot, like
I see those on like ads on Instagram about like you set a timer on your coffee maker and it'll have like fresh coffee for you at that time.
So then in the morning you just grab it and go.
That's what I have at home every morning. That's I mean, it's just that's the normal boring coffee. It's not a fancy French press or anything.
Yeah. Because my Keurig does not work with the timer thing.
Oh.
That's what I don't like. And so I don't really, I actually find it worth it to myself to buy the coffee usually just because the quality is so much better.
Yeah, and it's convenient. Like, oh, I'll just go grab that on the way. I don't have to like grind coffee or worry about a machine.
Boil the water.
Yeah.
Start the fire.
Hey, don't talk trash till you try it.
No.
He's making coffee in his fireplace. But yeah, since I don't drink coffee that often, I find it worth it. Like I go to Quick Trip and get coffee all the time. And a lot of the times it's like iced coffee or something, but it's like something where I can drink it and I can enjoy it and get like my energy that I need for whatever I'm doing that day. Cause I just don't like starting out the morning drinking black Keurig coffee and thinking, why am I doing this to myself? You know? So
coffee's coffee.
So what other shops do you like outside of the ones that we tried this morning, Manful?
Oh, boy. I honestly, like I said, I'm not picky on coffee stuff. I like going, like when I'm different places, I like trying local stuff. I mean, so like here in town, like Picasso's, I like doing that, whether it's in Streets of St. Charles or down on Main Street, just because that's nice. And when we go back to Kate's house in Iowa, there's this place, Smoky Row in Oskaloosa, which is good. So those are fun for like little treat things, but I don't need to all. I mean, it's one of those that's nice for a good treat, and I love doing those things. And so that's fun.
Whenever you go, do you like to a coffee shop? Do you still get black coffee?
I do. Yeah, I do. I do. I want a bold cup of whatever they got, and then I'm like, oh, and then I can kind of like compare it. It's like when I'm eating ice cream, if I'm at a new place, I want their vanilla because I want to compare it to all the other vanillas I had and decide if I really dig it or not. And then that like sets the bar for where this coffee place falls with all the other ones that I've had.
I like it. So has this experience changed your opinions on coffee? Are you going to change anything in your normal morning routine?
My morning routine, no, my I don't know. Now you got in my head a little bit on the pods and saving the turtles and all that stuff. So I will say now I'm feeling a little guilty about that. And they got those like pods you can reuse. I need to look into that. I just haven't taken the time, right? But I think I probably will feel more guilty whenever I, like 2 weekends ago, I dropped my son off at like a practice. And so instead of going all the way home, I'm like, I'm just going to go bum the Wi-Fi at McDonald's and I'll get some coffee and sit. And now I'm probably going to feel guilty about drinking that coffee if mm-hmm. I do that again, because it is just not good.
Go get that Quick Trip Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Do they? They don't have that. I mean, they might.
I honestly have never checked before.
No, I'm sure they don't.
That was the joke. Did it change you guys? Like, what about you guys? Like, what changed for you, or what did you see differently?
It's going to make me a lot more confident, because I went to Quick Trip anyways, and I was like, I'm being so cheap going to Quick Trip and not Starbucks. But now I'm like, I know that it's worth it. You know, like, Starbucks really isn't that much better than Quick Trip. Dunkin' really isn't that much better than Quick Trip. So it's going to make me more confident in my own ability to choose coffee. Mm-hmm. I feel like a coffee expert now.
With me, I normally just make my own. If I choose to go get coffee for somewhere, I most of the time try to get a latte, or sometimes I'll get cold brew. I like having, I mean, yes, with black coffee, there's a high caffeine, what is it, like?
Count.
Yeah, there's a high amount of caffeine. I mean, you can have, like, pour-over coffee and drip coffee, which have really high amounts of caffeine, I'm pretty sure. But I like espresso drinks a lot. I mean, I can't really drink, I've never really tried to have just a regular espresso, but I normally try to get my lattes between, like, 3 shots of espresso to 4. I don't know. I like that a
kick.
Lot.
That's a kick.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And so that's me. I don't really like hot drinks that much. I'll normally get my iced lattes and cold brew.
I do like it iced. I prefer black coffee hot and then creamer and stuff.
It depends on how cold. I feel. If it's cold day, hot coffee. Yeah. It's warm day,
cold coffee. You know. Anyways, that's pretty much all the time we have. Thank you so much, Manful, for joining us here on the Food Frenzy podcast. Be sure to check out all of our Food Frenzy episodes mm-hmm. on YouTube at FHN Today. Make sure also catch this YouTube or these podcasts on FHN Today as well on the YouTube. Mm-hmm. Feel free, if you're watching this on Podbean or the web, listening to this on the Podbean or the website, subscribe. We are on Spotify. All right, FHN Today on Spotify. Check us out. Keep tuning in every week. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Peace.
Boop.